This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You may or may not be the kind of person who stocks up on things when times are looking scary, like they are now. But plenty of other people are that kind of person, and they have been out buying canned goods and hand sanitizer and, as you have surely seen, toilet paper. There is, because you knew there would be, an economic concept at play here. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra explains scarcity.
Every few months, Danielle DeSantis and her husband Robert go to a local Costco near Denver to stock up on things like meat and peanut butter and toilet paper. But when they went the other day,
there was no toilet paper. There was no paper towels. And a woman came up and asked, "What about napkins? Are there napkins?" And the Costco employee just laughed at her.
A friend told her that Home Depot, which apparently sells toilet paper, was still in stock. They bought a 12-pack of Charmin.
And still I was like, but maybe I need more. And my husband, thank God, is the more pragmatic of the two of us. And he was like, "Danielle, 12 rolls will get you through 14 days of quarantine and many more."
DeSantis walked into the Costco, a calm, collected consumer, and walked out ready to stockpile toilet paper in her basement. There is a rational reason that people are buying staple items like toilet paper at a time like this. They worry that soon they might not be able to get to the store or the store might be closed. But you probably don't need a year's supply. And the impulse to overbuy, which DeSantis had when she looked at those empty shelves, has a lot to do with the economic concept of scarcity. Adam Alter teaches marketing and psychology at the NYU Stern School of Business.
Yeah, scarcity is a really powerful driver of consumption.
Alter says when you go to the store and see that there's no toilet paper left,
it signals to me that this is something that is in short supply. If I can find it somewhere, I should buy more of it than usual because there's a chance that other people will be buying in the same way and there'll be less and less of it. This is the kind of snowball effect,
which can lead to even more panic buying. Now, this is true of all kinds of products. So why toilet paper in particular? Alter says it's considered a basic hygiene item in the U.S. and people don't really want to think about what it'd be like to go without it. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.